Board. Welcome. Today is October 15th, Thursday, and today we're talking about pandas data frames. And I will start by sharing my video screen here. Okay, everybody should see the website. Before I start, I'll just show you a couple of things. Webpage, everybody should know. I got lots of observations on here. We can show a few of the videos that I have up here. As I have this, I have the live webcam with our 3D pod systems on there. And since this is Python programming prod and we're starting, here's a Python code that we automatically get our data, prod this up. So this is the sonic anemometer wind data from the Metrarer. We got the one at Clifford Hall. And you'll see, I don't have the directions calibrated or set too much correctly, but they're both about the same out of the 320 degrees. And you have increased winds, very calm this morning. We have our Met stations, but it's nice interface. Got that set. It's been getting colder at night. I like these are 7 days. And you can see it got cold last night. And I have an automatic reload on my Firefox browser. So, and it's nice. You can go back and look that I got down to -2 Celsius. Yesterday, so it's getting colder. We got the website for this, and I updated it now. We're on Pandas, and I put in here the links for everything we want to do. And hopefully, we get done in mid November. So, I hear a lot of people looking at the recordings. And so, we'll start today, so I won't get done earlier here. So today is all about Pandas data frames. I put that on my Jupyter notebook here, and we'll talk about this. And the main question we should address is, how do I do statistical analysis of tabular data? And we want to be able to select individual values from the Pandas data frame, select entire rows, columns of the frame, select a subset of the data, and then select a subset of the data frame by a single Unicode criteria. So basically, a lot of what we do in science, we list things in tabular data, XY type of data, and then we just want to be able to select individual values, different rows and columns, subset that data. And the reason we do this subsetting is then we'll do different plots of different things. So read in the data and then start filtering on it. Data frames are a collection of series. Data frames is a way Pandas represents a table, basically, like if you have an Excel table. And then Pandas is built upon the NumPy library. So NumPy is very popular library, and then it's very similar and uses NumPy. So we can get individual records with Pandas. And then it handles missing value codes correctly, and you have database operations between frames. So let's start talking about selecting data values for this. And data frames, I locate to select a value. So we want to select a particular value. And if you remember from last time, we need to import Pandas as PD, and then we're going to get some data here, and We're gonna read that. We're gonna read CSV, and then data. And as I found out last time, make sure that you are in. You have this data directory that's there. You're not in a different directory for some reason. And GDP, and then we'll go to Europe. CSV. And then we're going to index column equals country, define our index, and then we'll print data, and then ILO, LLC, the location 0,0, and it gives you what we need to do. So we run this, and we should be able to get 1601. So, is everybody good with that? Can you give me a thumbs up or a yes here? I'm looking at it. Yes, very good. We got one thumbs up. Everybody give me a thumbs up, a yes.
I'm good. I'm in the wrong, it looks like I'm in the wrong directory, it looks like.
I can wait a little bit. You gotta have data is the one that you want,
right?
So okay. If you can't read the files, it's a file not found type of thing. So
okay, yep, all right, got it, yep.
And you can specify, so you're good.
Yep.
Okay, you should output that value. So very easy, you know, a couple lines of code, we can import the data, read it, be printing out the values. And I can't emphasize enough that when you do your programming, this is the way you do it. You examine the data as you go. You look at the data with these print statements. You only write two or three lines of code at most. And you test it. So that's the methodology. When you program, don't go and try to write 10 lines or 20 lines of code. Please, you got to test as you go. And that's true in any language, and it's much, much faster if you do it that way. Otherwise, you'll spend all your time debugging and not understanding what you're doing. Because it's so easy to get that you don't understand what you read in, or you don't have the data quite right. You have errors, you're in the wrong directory. You want to find that out and fail quickly. So please do this as we do it. So we're gonna start slicing the data and build upon the slice. So let's look at some of these and test the data out when you do these. Data locate, and then we'll put in what we want, and then a colon to represent all the frames, all the other values in that. So basically, you know, specify a country, and then we'll get all the years. But you want to make sure you have this right. You can have it backwards. And everything. So you want to test and print out what you have as you go when you do your programming. And we could just have printed this out and revolved the colon. But this is a little bit more explicit, so you know that it's a double array that you're printing out data from. Let's try to slice it the other way, and let's go and print the data, locate, '52. So you had the values in here, so we'll put that as a index, and now instead of having all the different years for one country, we have all the countries for 1 year. So we can do that. So anyway, that's the way we want to do it. And of course, you don't really need the cone in there, but you you can put it in there. It's, I think it's more explicit when you index things this way. Any questions, comments, put them in the chat and stuff. So we're going in wrong here. And we'll keep going in. We're working on the pandas data frames. Got a couple ones of these up, working through the data and making sure that we have to import pandas as PD. So we need that when we do all these commands, and we need the read command. So if you want to catch up, you got to do these couple commands to see what we're doing. Because remember, the computer remembers the programs are sequential, so it remembers the data. So now let's try to do, before we just had one of these values, so let's try to do multiple columns or rows using the dataframes.lc method. So print data, let's see, Italy, colon, and then GDP per cap, 1962, colon, GDP per cap, 1972. Okay, so remember now, it's inclusive at both ends. So it includes Italy and Poland. So this is a little bit different than we were working with variables that they're only inclusive at the start. And this is different than the slicing with the I locate when you put in numbers. So if you specify what you want, you go from Italy to Poland, and it's everything in between these. So actually you can see these are alphabetized, but these again are in rows from 1962 to 1972. So that goes in. Any questions? Okay. What else is going on?
I think Lance has a question in chat.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I went away. Oh, yeah. It's the path. Thanks, Michael. It's data. And you got to read it in. We're using this Data Europe. And I didn't want to embarrass Lance joining a little bit late. So... if you can get this part and see if that works. And I can make it a little bit bigger, but then you can't see as much of my screen, but maybe that's good. So there you go. Got too many things in front of me to monitor. Two monitors with all these tabs on the one monitor and the Zoom stuff on the other one with the participants and the chat. I assume you guys know I'm going off of some notes that I'm not showing you, but I have some notes that I have. And of course, I got my phone and my iPad. So monitoring text, monitoring this. And it doesn't seem we can do everything. So all caught up. Everybody good? So we got the data. We can plot that out. And we're just slicing through the data. So these data that we filter, slice, can be used in further operations. So I guess the slicing is a particular type of, pulling out data ranges and stuff. The print statement is to see what's going on, but what we want to do is some statistics on the data. So we can calculate stuff like maximum and minimums of the data. So let's try that. So up arrow key will bring you back up to it, but I'm just going to copy and paste, because the next command is, I just want to do the same thing, but instead of printing that out, I want to put in here, print minimum. So we can put in, we can put in minimum. Start with maximum, I guess. Maximum, minimums, we can put them in. And then you can see, which ones have the maximum. So gives you the maximum value. You can see from 1962, we got the maximum here, and you can pull that out for it. So each one of these, Norway has the highest gross domestic product. Anyone want to chat me the reason why that is? What does Norway have that the other countries in Europe don't have a lot of? Put in a chat. I'll give you what a side question. Oh, yeah, it's not my. And my semicolon runs away. What an issue with my keyboard and my laptop that gives you a bunch of semicolons once in a while. Okay. So let's compare, use a comparative select database on a value. So we'll use a subset of data to keep output readable. Oops, and I wanted to put this as a comment, which is a number sign. So subset, good name for this variable, data, LLC. Italy, Poland, GDP per cap, 1962, and GDP. Okay, we have that, and print a subset of data. I do that. And then we're going to do which values were greater than 10,000. Gotta get down. Subset greater than 10,000. So we're going to take the data, create an array, a subset of that data, and then find which values are greater than a particular value. And I have an error. Error, key index, it'll be pulling. Everybody can help me find my error.
Should it be Italy colon Poland in your statement?
Oh. Yeah, don't I have that? No, I don't have that. Yeah, got the colon there. Thanks, Michael. There we go. Type what I mean, not what I have. But this is a good example then of why you test things as you go along. You know, I only had three lines and then it gets confusing. Where is it in them three lines even? So you want to make sure you get everything working. And then you put into a program, you keep everything. But the idea is test, test, test. So so we got the data there. And then where the value is larger than this. So then we have trues and falses in here when it's printed out. True, false, true, false, true, false. So we output that data. So one of the things we want to do, and this is a very important concept, is you have these concepts of mask of the data, you know, it's kind of like you mask out certain data or you filter by a value. And the idea is that you don't create a new variable, new data that represents this subset or mask. You create a mask of the data. So let's say subset greater than 1,000, and then we print the subset of the mask. Okay, so then you put these other ones that are not a number, you know, you apply this to select the values, and then the other ones become not a numbers. But the idea is you use this mask with the subset and you use this construction where you are subsetting the data, but you don't just pick out and change around and create and try to create a new type of data frame. So that is subsetting. You just use these masks that are applied to the data. I try to show you that by example, but so the ones that are true get their values and the ones that are false get not a number in this case. So not a numbers are useful because it's ignored with operations like max, mins, averages. So a lot of times they're equivalent to a missing value code. So I think of them as missing value codes, or they're masked. They're missing data. They're not valid that with this value. Okay, so remember last time, anybody can remember, we could do operations on these. I said min max. What's the other one that we did last time? Anybody remember that? That would describe some data. So let's use describe. Did I get that right? No. Right, subset.
Dave, you should use the brackets for the second subset.
Oh, yes. I should. There we go. Which is the same as basically putting a mask in there, right? Because we're basically doing this command up here. But we do that, and then we describe the data in terms of what their statistics are in terms of means and then deviations. Any questions, comments? So this is, you know, pretty powerful to be able to come up and get statistics on a subset of data. Look at the more, you know, you want to mask out values above a certain one. You could do this for micrometeorology, get all the data above 0 Celsius, above the freezing point or something like that. Here at GDP, I don't think has a real meaning besides separating rich and poor countries, maybe. But again, you might want to compare all the rich countries or well-developed, I suppose, is the more pretty correct, more developed countries. So we're going to do some splitting and prying and combining. Pandas vectorizing methods and grouping of operations are features that provide useful users much flexibility to analyze their data. So it's very powerful to use Pandas to do a lot of operations. So if we want to see how the countries split themselves by the gross domestic product, may slice the countries in two groups during the year. Those with high GDPs above the average, and those are lower. So we just use the average to split the data. So we could use the wealth based on 1962 to 2007 values. And then and use that. So let's do some splitting of the data here. So let's make our mask higher. So good names for our variables. And then we're gonna use the data.mean. To get that, and if we wanted to, we could do that. Let me put these all together here. Axis equals 1. Yeah, it should only be one there. Need it. Invalid syntax. Oh yeah, I knew I did it wrong. There we go. And I think I had it right. You can just, you don't need the print statement if you just want to output the wealth. So it's sort of a shortcut that is, instead of printing out wealth score, you can just put the value to examine. But I had it wrong when I was closing my parentheses. I couldn't understand why there was only one on the end. And that was because I'd forgotten the one at the beginning. So again, lots of mistakes to make in this. So the idea is that you really should see these mistakes and see how easy they are, and that's why you want to print these out. So the values are given here by a wealth score. So, doing some statistics on it. So, if you want to group them by the wealth, there's a built-in function for that too. So, data group by the wealth. So here we have all the wealth scores, and then we group them, and you'll see the different groupings here for what the scores are. So everybody keeping up? Faster, slower. Yeah, what are surveys on this? We can go go faster. Here's an exercise for you. We've imported all the data, and assume, I guess we'll just do it right now. Let's have a new data frame. So I'm gonna put them in there. Let's assume we have this data frame. Instead of calling it data, we call it data frame here for DF. So write an expression to find the per capita GDP for Siberia for 2007. So so find that value. So how would you print out that data? Maybe you can give me a private text if you could figure out, what's in DF, if we did this print DF, we should get everything, but I want Siberia. So if we go down here to Siberia and we want 2007, So these keep going on. So it's not printed here, but what would you get? How do you slice the data for that? But people try to work this out.
What was the slice again? Siberia to?
2007 we want.
Okay.
Okay, Michael, I'm going to pick on you here. Tell me when you get the answer. Okay, Michael, figure it out. What data frame slice do we need?
Yeah, I'm just debugging this. Hold on.
Yeah, it's not so easy. The idea is you should do these exercises so that even when I'm looking at my notes and I can't get the stuff right, and writing this from scratch is hard. But the idea is to test everything you go as you go along. Write one line of commands, see what it does, make sure it does stuff correctly. Save the things that are important. So, you know, you might want to have an editor where you put the code in and then notebook where you're trying things out. And before you put the stuff in your code, you try it out in the notebook or try it out on a different interface. And that's the way you should write your programs. Don't go and try to write 20, 30 lines of code or modify that code. If someone gives you a code, you don't go and try to, oh, I understand this. This is what I do. You run the code, you see what the variables are like, and you start modifying interactively so you can print out all the data and stuff. Take advantage of the ability to see what the data is and test things. So it's much, much easier to test things in small segments and as you go along. So Michael, want some help?
Sure, go for it.
So what did you try? Did you try the df
dot loc?
Yeah. And then you want,
then I did, I tried Siberia.
Then you Serbia. Yep. Sorry, Serbia. I should say that right. Think of Russia, Siberia.
Yeah.
Serbia.
Oh, there I got it. Yep. Serbia and then GDP per cap, 2007.
Yeah.
For some reason, I had Siberia in my head.
Yeah, I did too, because I kept thinking of that. I just don't read what's there. Serbia. That's one of the Balkan states. I guess I'm not. I think of Siberia and Russia, but that's part of Russia. So Serbia is. I think it's one of the Balkan countries. Americans, we know very well of geography, huh? Okay. So, Michael, I got another question here. Since you're online here, I'm going to put this as a raw data here and paste them in. So these two lines, we use IOC and LOC, and it goes in order. The first ones, if you look at the data up here, you can see the first three countries are given. And well, these do the same thing. Basically, this is 0 to 2 inclusive, and this is 0. And these are the same 0 to 2 values. Are these two lines going to do the same thing, give you the same data?
My guess is no.
Yeah, why else would I be asking the question?
So I think earlier we said that when we called those values, they were inclusive both ways, whereas in the is it the 0 to 2 one, it's not inclusive both ways?
Yeah, so the second one is non-inclusive, so you won't have that. So you can output the data and you'll see that this is only 0 and 1. It doesn't include the 2, where here we're including the third parameter. So it makes a difference if you use the indexing of the numbers or the actual values that you would want to do this. So why is that? That's just the way it is. Get used to it. Okay. Can you explain the following code? I'll do that one. You take a explanation of this code. I'm going to put in a mark, a raw one, so I don't have you do this. So can you explain what each one of these lines do? Michael, try to take a crack at what do you think the first equals? Oh, and I move my stuff down here. What about this? First equals, what do you think that does?
That first one sets up the read CSV and reads in the data / gapminder all.csv and indexes it by country.
Mm-hmm. So it just reads in the data frame. So the index _ col equals country selects which column to use as the row labels in the data frame.
Right.
So What about the second line here? We have this.
It goes through the continent column and searches for Americas. Is that what that does?
Yeah. So if the continent equals, and this is a Boolean match, so this is a double equal sign compared to one. So double equal sign means a comparison. So all these there, it doesn't mean assignment. So if this is true, then it selects them. So it only selects the where the expression is true. How about this one? This gets hard. Second dot drop. You have to look at the help on that. Did we talk about drop function?
Not sure.
Dropping a row, but a whole column. So we're dropping a column of data. And then which axis we want to drop. So this is dropping some data. And this final one is to write out the data. Two CSV is to write the data. Okay, we've got some more code. So some of this is what you do when you work on other people's code, right? You don't know exactly what it is, but you got to figure out what's going on. So we're again reading some data here into it. But Michael, you want to try this? Try to just run this code, these couple of lines. May I give you a second to do that? And see if you can figure out what IIndex, IDX min and max do. So try to type that in. I mean, if you want to try and see what this really does. Read in the data file, try this out, and we're gonna do index. So read that, and then we can print out . So what do you think? It gives you the minimums of the which country has these minimum values for the different ones. So these are index values. And the whole idea here is with the index values, then you can assign these two variables and use the index values. So the idea is you want to use index values to subset your data. Don't make a whole bunch of different data. Keep the same amount, the same data frame, and use different indexing of that data, different ways to look at that data. But don't assign it to a new data frame, because that takes up a huge amount of memory. The indexes are less, and it's also more confusing. Okay, managed to go through an hour again. Summarize, there's lots of examples that we could go through with this. using stuff like sort and different things to interpret the data. But the key points are that the data frame that ILC selects by integer location, the colon means all the columns and rows that are available. You can slice the data, get multiple columns and rows. The results of the slicing can be used in further operations. You can use comparisons to look at them, and the masks. You can mask things with not a numbers and stuff to select your data. So there's a lot of concepts in here, but they're very key to how you manipulate data and how you want to filter and change and stuff. So, you know, put comments in on what you're doing into the data, but basically that's all water science is looking at different data sets in different ways. So questions, comments? So that's what I have for tonight. So yeah, memory considerations. You don't want to keep duplicating your data sets. You want to really go and use them and not make a whole new arrays. The indexing are a lot more efficient. But it's also a lot simpler to understand that you have a filter, you have some slice, you have some mask that you're applying. So you can use these terms, mask and slices, when you do your thing. So get used to this type of concept. And of course, we're working on the whole data frame. We're not doing, you notice here, we still got to go back and with our lectures, some place here. You know, we're doing data frames, we're going to do prod in lists before we even talk about loops and conditional statements. So, you know, we're doing a lot of stuff without even loops and concepts of this. So the idea is to filter and use these powerful constructions of the data. So, okay, well, for those that want to join next week, I'll stop sharing my screen. And we can join up on Tuesday and we can see if we, Tuesday's exciting, prodding. So remember, Python, we can get to prodding just by reading some data, using a few libraries and prodding the data. That's why this is, the idea is just prodding and then we learn some of these other Python functions. So, okay, I'll stop the recording. If I could find the stop button. And then we'll talk next week.